And at the start of the month, it's time to check in on what's happening in Coffin Bay and Cummins and surrounds right across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Happy New Year to you. And Big Swamp Community Centre will be the location for one of the first markets of the year.
Yeah, so there'll be a pre-loved market at the Big Swamp Community Centre, which is the old church grounds there. It's on Sunday from 10 till 3, with money raised going to the EP Waldorf School Initiative.
Very good cause. And what's the latest on Coffin Bay markets?
Yeah, so they've got markets scheduled at their hall on Sunday, February the 13th.
And the library depot is still open, is it?
It is. So the Coffin Bay Library Depot is open at the hall, but it will be changing its opening days from Tuesdays to Thursdays. And there's also been some amended opening times for the Cummins Library. So the public are able to go into the library from 3:30 p.m. during the week and on Saturdays from 9 till 12. So this is after school hours. So don't stress. Staff are also offering now a call and collect option. So ring the library if you want further information when you can pick up books from the car park.
And Kinder Gym is not too far away, I hear.
No, so it's resuming in Cummins on Tuesday, February the 15th. And basketball's also about to come back on February the 17th. And in Cummins, night bowls will resume on March the 1st after the installation of some new synthetic greens.
And while we're on the topic of Cummins, is there a new playground I've been hearing?
There sure is. So there's a new playground has been installed at the Cummins Oval near the skate park and tennis courts.
That is absolutely sensational. And Australia Day Awards as well. I hear that you wanted to give a bit of a shout out there.
Yeah, so Council presented its Australia Day Awards for 2022 last week. Congratulations to the Citizen of the Year, Greg Hurrell, Young Citizen of the Year, Denver Paul, the Community Event of the Year, which was the Get Out Festival, and the Lake Wongaree Primary School was awarded the Organisation of the Year, and the Coffin Bay Aquatic Centre was the Business of the Year. And finally, Tegan Wallace from Five Loaves Bakery was the Employee of the Year.
Tegan Wallace's Employee of the Year. Did she get any words of advice from the outgoing Employee of the Year?
To be honest, I haven't actually seen her, but I should.
And the Emergency Services volunteers obviously doing a very good job, given all the dramas around the Lower Eyre Peninsula.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give a shout out to all the emergency service volunteers, farmers and locals who helped out following last week's storm damage and the flooding across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Their efforts and support make our communities a great place to live, even when the chips are down. And also just a reminder to everyone to be careful on our roads, particularly as school is back this week.
Very good reminder to slow down. Thank you very much, Julie, and we'll have a chat again next month.
Thank you very much and have a fabulous week.